If only they could have heard the sound I just heard that came out of your body.
That was beautiful.
About 10 seconds ago. Good evening. It's another episode of the 222 podcast. As Robbie, it's been what? All of, let's just say, 13 hours since we talked into a microphone together?
Yeah, it's just becoming normal.
Robbie made his first appearance on Mornings with Mike Part 2 today. How did it feel to be back in the saddle?
Like a glove.
How did it feel to be back in the saddle like a glove?
Like riding a bike. That's what I meant.
There you go, buddy.
I don't know why.
You came in as The Rock today.
I did.
Took over the show.
It was great.
There are pictures up on our Facebook, on the show Facebook, on my Facebook. I tagged Robbie, so they're on his Facebook.
Yep.
So go check those out.
It's great stuff. For some reason, like, I don't know what, I didn't hear Bill's react, Bob's. IA's, whatever his name is.
When you came in?
Yeah, at all.
He was laughing.
And Stacey said the best part of the whole bit was Bob's reaction.
Yeah.
Because he was dying.
He was laughing.
Because I was trying to look at you, and I didn't want to really look at him because I didn't want to break kayfabe, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because I knew I would have if I would have saw him if he was laughing.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear him.
He was laughing.
It was weird.
Yeah, so I had the headphones on so I could hear him.
I'm happy with that. So
yeah, he was laughing. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. You got to meet the new bosses today.
They seemed to like it.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yep.
So that's good. At least, you know, I was a little worried because, you know, I'm not worried because I'm not employed there. But I was worried that it wouldn't be well received.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know how they'd receive it. I told them the idea about it, and I told them what was gonna happen, and you know, and they seemed into it from there, and again seemed to enjoy it, so that was a relief for me as well.
Yeah, so it was very cool, very fun. The whole shtick, you know, I get into it, man.
Will you put are the fake tattoos still on?
Of course they're still on.
Now I wanted you to dress like The Rock at the convention today. We'll get into the convention. Did you? There they are. Did you change?
I did change.
Oh.
I don't. Listen.
How many people were in costume?
Not many. Actually,
so you would have stood out.
I would have stood out a lot. And I think.
You think Pat McAfee would have went, hey, The Rock's back here?
Well, let me tell you. We'll talk about the Pat McAfee.
Yes, we will.
Not really happy about it, but we'll talk about it. But no, I would have stood out. I would have, but that would have been worse for me. Because Stacey was a trooper.
Yeah.
7 hours amongst these people. My people.
Not her
which
people.
Sometimes.
Not her people.
Sometimes I don't even want them to be my people.
They're a hard people to claim
Let
at times.
Let me tell you. And they don't smell good. I mean, majority of those people.
Well, I think you go to just about any convention.
Yeah.
It's not going to smell good. That's too much humanity in a small space.
Yeah, but this wasn't just like.
There was a funk?
This wasn't just like.
There was
like
an uptown funk
three
you up?
Hours of funk. This was like 48 hours.
This was well earned.
Yeah, sometimes you just.
Well, some of them came from far away. That, probably hadn't checked into a hotel yet.
Maybe. But you need to, you know.
Hose off.
Run through some water.
Yeah. Little Philly shower.
Yeah.
South Philly shower.
Yeah. I don't care.
Find a sink.
Yeah.
Maybe some cologne.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, man. And Stacey goes, these are your people.
Yep. Yep.
These are yours.
Yep. Those are your people. So, a good day, though.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, we're going to get into it.
Kids had a ball.
Yep.
Long day, man.
Yeah.
For both of us.
Any of those convention days, whenever you go to something like that, even if you don't get up early like you did today to come into the show, it's just a long day. You don't do much, but it's a tiring day.
Yeah.
Because you're just on your feet, you're waiting around, you're standing, you're walking. And once you get to a certain age or you have any kind of physical ailment that has to do with your back, you stand that long on cement floors, your back is just banging at you at the end of the day.
My feet, my leg, everything. And I've determined in my older age, and this might be a surprise.
Your wiser age.
Wiser.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate this kind of thing now.
Yeah, groups and people and waiting in lines.
I hate it all.
How much time do you think you spent waiting in line today?
Oh, 4 hours.
And how long were you in the building?
7.
So for over 50% of the time,
well,
you were waiting in line.
And also having a 6-year-old who hates it.
Yeah.
Like he wants to do it. But he just wants to do it.
Well, I know he's 6, but nobody wants
to
wait
in
line.
Yeah,
we just handle it better.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I'm going back to a 6-year-old. I'm not handling
it. It's bad.
Well.
No, that's why if you ever did amusement parks with the Fast Lane or the Lightning Pass, where you don't have to wait in the line ever, except for.
That about sums it up.
I'm standing here, or sitting here, excuse me, talking to Robbie. We're looking directly in the eye. He picks up his soda, goes to drink it, isn't even in the vicinity of his mouth, and I don't think any got into his mouth. I just see a Niagara Falls down his shirt from the soda can.
On the jeans.
And then his eyes, as soon as he feels it, his eyes just get big. And then he stops pouring. So anyways, yeah, if you do any of those lightning fast lanes,
yeah,
it's hard to go back to waiting light. Like my daughter, when she was in Disney with the school, no lightning pass. They weren't even allowed to like do the genie thing.
Really?
So everything had to be the line. So they had to wait in every line to get on every ride the longest it was. There was no jip in any part of the line or making a reservation at any time. Yeah. I mean, they were still there and not in school, and they didn't pay for it. So all in all, it worked out pretty well for the kids.
Sure.
But yeah, I would not have been able to handle it.
No.
Not have been able to handle it.
I mean, the first thing we did, because the kids wanted to do the most, well, we'll talk about
it. Yeah, let's get into it. Let's start the show, and we'll get on into it. But yes, it's another edition of the 222 Podcast, a WrestleMania edition.
Woo!
Of the 222 Podcast. We're up late, we're tired. We'll see how long this goes. But we got drinks, we got snacks, we got a good time, so keep it right here.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch. Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeandRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222mandr@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another episode of the 222 Podcast. He's Robbie. I'm Mike. Thanks for hanging out with us here on this Friday night, the eve of WrestleMania, Robbie's biggest weekend of the year. I know you're tired right now. I know it's been a long day, but how excited are you for WrestleMania weekend? And how much more are you pumped after today than you were going into today?
I'm pumped, man. I mean, I don't think I've ever been this excited, and I've been to Manias. You know what I mean? Like, I've been to these Access things, and this is my second Access. They called it Access back in the day. Now it's WWE World.
It should just be what it is. It's the Comic-Con of wrestling.
I don't know why.
It's the WWE Comic-Con.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't just say WWE Convention.
WWE Con. Yeah.
I mean, whatever. But I will say this. They do it so well.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the first thing you're going to talk about the kids doing when you get there, because that's not even – that's a lot bigger scale than I think I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that, but yeah, looks like you guys had a great time, and they are literally taking over Philadelphia. SmackDown in Philly tonight. Tomorrow, it's the convention thing continues. Sunday through Monday, I think, the convention thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got NXT Stand and Deliver. Is that what it's
Saturday,
called?
Saturday, yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
Saturday afternoon. And then WrestleMania Saturday night. Sunday, they have all kinds of stuff going on within the city. Like I said, the convention. And then Sunday night of WrestleMania. Monday, more of the convention. And then Monday Night Raw in Philadelphia on Monday night. Plus, the Hall of Fame inductions are tonight as well.
And plus, all the non-WWE things.
Yeah.
Like Busted Open is there.
Yep.
They're doing...
There's independent wrestling shows there.
GCW, MLW, ROH, who's owned by AEW, is even capitalizing on this. Because it's stupid not to. You got the people
like
in town.
Like, if you're AEW, why don't you do a show at the Lee Cora Center or something?
That's
Temple
what they
University.
Are. Oh. ROH?
Why isn't AEW there?
Well, because I think that's a pride thing with that little...
Yeah, but if that company is owned by you, people can do the math.
What do you think this is now?
Cash in. You could have been there Wednesday. You could have been the first wrestling show in the city of Philadelphia for WrestleMania
week. Why not?
Why not?
No, and guess what? WWE doesn't care.
Yeah. No.
Because guess what? They've made today alone on my kids $8 trillion on merch.
Yeah.
They don't care.
And tickets.
I mean, they just don't care.
No. And like, why would you not do that? And just bill it as the opening show of the biggest wrestling week of the year.
Yeah.
Just admit what it is.
Yeah.
And just cash in on it.
Yeah. I mean,
no one would blame you.
It's a sold-out house. Merch, 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 merch.
Yeah.
Do it.
And you have all these, like you said, these wrestling fans coming in. They're already coming in for SmackDown on Friday night. They used to come in for SmackDown on Thursday night. They'll for sure come in to catch one more wrestling show on a Wednesday night. They've got nothing else to do.
No, because you're taking off this week. If you're there, and I didn't have a family, I would be in Philly right now.
Yes.
I would, because I would have just, and I don't care if anyone's with me.
Here we go. Pull the curtain back. Robbie has tried to talk me into going to about three things this week.
I have. It's too late.
Well, he wanted me to go.
It's too late.
He wanted me to go see the Sam Roberts podcast.
Well, that one I thought was a lock.
It was.
I thought it was a lock.
Come on.
Sorry. I thought it was a lock.
Did you look what time it was and what
I
day
know,
of the week?
I know, but I'm like, you know what? It's another radio dude, and it's wrestling. It's a both. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to drive, and I'll even drive.
I'm going to drive, and I'll even drive.
I was like, I did basically everything. And
it's too late. It was an 8 o'clock show. 8 o'clock.
And we got home at midnight.
Yes. You answered your own question. You just said it in a different way.
I know.
You're like, we would have got home at midnight. I would have went, we would have got home at midnight. See, just.
And midnight's more like 2. Because I don't think 8, I think it was a 3-hour, 2 or 3-hour show he did.
It was probably a long
and
one.
And he had a lot of, R-Truth was there. There was a bunch of guys there.
And look, I bet the live show's been a lot better than his. I don't like how he spends so much time telling you when he got stuff right, when he doesn't tell you when he got stuff wrong.
It's been better.
I haven't listened to the last 2 or 3 episodes because it got so bad there for a while.
It's been better because really, like, because now because he was like, oh, Cody's not going to win, Cody's going to win. He's been better about it because now he's flip-flopping.
Which is fine.
It's just good, but he's been better. He's been less arrogant, so I don't
It was
know.
Bad for a while there, right?
I don't know why he got so, like, settle down. I think because WWE's having him on a lot more.
I guess, but what made you so likable was, like, you were a voice of the fans.
Yeah, he was
you
a
know
fan,
what I mean? Like, you were just a fan first. It was cool that you worked there,
yeah,
but you didn't, like... When you were right, you were right. When you were wrong, you were wrong. You just kind of threw your opinions out there, and you never went back and, like, reviewed them.
Yeah.
But then it's like there's a lot of people who like to do this. There's a lot of people who will come back and tell you, I was right, I was right, I was right, but never come back and tell you when they were wrong.
Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah. And I can't tell you how much that bothers me.
Oh, no. Well, like, so, like, the remember I ever told you about the Busted Open guy that I met him, and he really, really hurt me bad, and I don't really like him much anymore.
Yes.
So they're in Philly this week, of course, you know, and they're having like a Busted Open party at ECW Arena and all this.
Is that where we were?
Yes, that's where you were. Okay. 2300, whatever they call it now. Same thing. Yeah.
For my mental picture.
And
which is a weird place.
It's an odd building.
And that's the first time that I really got a taste of Robbie's people.
Yeah, it's not great.
When you walk through the crowd, you can't help but get a taste.
It wafts.
It's in the air.
It's a waft. And they're like, oh, yeah, the fans are so great. And I called in to call him out. And I hung up because I'm like, no, I don't want to get into this.
It's not worth it. You probably wouldn't have even gotten through.
It bothers me, though, Mike.
I know.
And I can't get over it.
I know.
And I can't.
I know.
Every time he talks about, oh, the fans and dirt.
But you got to remember, you don't know what was going on in his life at that moment. You don't know what was going on with work at that moment. It's not an excuse, it's just a reality that you don't know what was happening in that moment.
I know.
But I know you met him once before and didn't get the vibe that you were looking for either.
No.
So.
Yeah, when we met, actually, at that thing.
Yes.
And Billy Ray was awesome. Like, he was great. And Dave was kind of like.
It also could be that he is a little insecure and uncomfortable around people he doesn't know.
Maybe.
I know that feeling quite well.
Which is so weird to me because, like, you guys are in an industry,
but it's a different doing this and then talking to someone one-on-one are two completely different things.
Because I'm just not that way. I was talking to people all day. I don't even know. I mean,
I know for a fact that I've had interactions with a listener that I know that I didn't come off the way I think I wanted to come off.
Yeah,
but it was just because it's not that I didn't want
you're
to.
You're uncomfortable.
I didn't know how.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
And Stacey goes to me today. She's like, how do you just shut up. Stop talking to people you don't know.
Like, see, that's not a problem for me.
And like we're like next to each other. Like, guys I know in line. We're showing each other pictures and like all this crap on social media. And like, I don't know.
It's just different people.
It's weird, man. Yeah. I mean, it's just weird.
I've said this a million times. That's why you were so much more successful in dating than me.
Yeah, it really is.
I cannot talk to, it's not just the opposite sex. It's kind of people in general that I don't know.
Yeah.
No one understands this, but when I tell you this, it's not hyperbole. It's 100% accurate. I would rather talk to the stadium or arena full of strangers than one stranger.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, I can stand in the Santander Arena in front of 5,000 people.
They don't talk back. I don't think you don't have to have a conversation. You're
it's
just,
not a conversation.
Yeah, you're just speaking, and it's just done.
It's not. It's yes, you're right.
Yeah,
it's not a conversation because it's just me talking. Yeah,
and it's Stacey is, and I think too, it's like
there's a better way to put that, but I can't think of it right now. It's not that I don't want to hear what other people have to say.
No, but it's the pressure almost of that back and forth, that banter that you're not comfortable with. Stacey's the same,
unless it's in a performative setting like this.
And Stacey, it's funny too because like she. She's the same way. She's just like, she doesn't understand. And then she like looks bitchy because like, and not welcoming because, but she's not.
Just uncomfortable.
She's uncomfortable.
I totally understand that.
That kind of is a very enlightening for me. Maybe he's that way. Maybe he's that way.
I'm just guessing because
he might be.
There's a lot of us in radio.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And that's why we're not doing some other like form of whatever it is we do here.
Sure.
Because we like the security net. And not just that there's a safety or even the dump button. I'm talking about the security net of this is our world.
Yeah, it's controlled.
It's my controlled environment. Now, I like when some chaos happens in the environment, but at the end of the day,
it's still controlled.
It's controlled because I can do this. Because I can, see?
Yep, no
I can
more.
Do that. And it's not that you're saying anything I don't want to hear. It's just that it's like, you're right. It's the control thing.
Yeah, it's a control environment.
Yeah. It is, and because I'm comfortable, because I know what to expect.
And the funny, like I don't like control.
Yeah,
I work better.
And then, but in the grand scheme of things, I do too.
Yeah.
But this is my environment.
This is your,
for that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's funny. That's interesting.
And I think that's why I was so bad at school. That vibe does not work in school.
No.
And it didn't work real great in the regular business world either.
No, it does not.
No. So, yeah. But I think, I'm just spitballing here because I know you do like him so much. And what I really hate is to see someone, because they didn't get the interaction they wanted when they met this person one time. He's not losing out.
No.
You're losing out.
I'm losing out because I'm not listening.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
and you love that show and
I
you
do.
Enjoyed him.
I do.
So
I did.
You need to find a way to Men in Black flasher yourself.
Yeah, I need to.
And erase your memory
and
just try to get past it. You don't have to get over it. Just try to get past
it. Usually I'm good at it until he starts talking about his fandom.
And he might, but he might mean that.
He might. Yeah, I know.
He just is horrible at expressing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't. I've never experienced the level that these guys are at. But it's not, I know that like after a, we used to do those dopey journal signings where you have to sit in the lobby and sign. And after doing that for an hour, and it was pretty steady for the whole hour, I was exhausted. Like I was just mentally cooked.
Yeah.
Like I just needed to go sit in a car and drive around and listen to something for a little while.
Yeah.
I was just done. So if you're at a convention and it's 3-4 hours of people nonstop, and you know it's not your vibe, so even before, you're probably just anxiety ridden over it.
Yes.
And then by the time it's over, you're done.
Yeah.
Again, not excuses because you've
got
to be better in that environment.
Yes.
But it's just an explanation.
Sure.
A possible explanation.
And it might be. It might be. And I think, like, in the other guys, not yourself, like, they're all genuine. Like, you know, they're all, even the wrestlers, like, Bully Ray doesn't sound like a BSer to me.
Yeah.
And Mark Henry.
Well, and
they're, like, they're all great guys.
But they're also guys who performed in front of crowds.
Yes.
And that's their bit is interaction.
Yeah. But I mean, I say that, I don't think they'd be around him.
No.
If he was really.
Yeah, and I've never heard anything negative about him on the internet in any kind of radio circles or.
Me either. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, but I mean, the nice thing was today, besides the smellies, everyone was really cool. Like, there was no fighting.
Everyone's in a good mood.
There was no, like.
Let's wrestle. It's pro wrestling Christmas.
I know. But, you know, like, but even those environments when you're waiting in line.
Yeah, people get testy.
Tempers get testy.
Yep.
Like, I was in line. We got in line for Nia, like, 45 minutes early because they let you know when there's something. Like, it's empty. Let's just get in, you know? But I was dying of thirst. And I looked at the people around me, like, and she wasn't there yet. I'm like, do you guys mind if I get drinks for me and the kids? You know, I don't mean to be a jerk.
Yeah.
And like, oh, no, of course. Go ahead. Well, you know, let's say back it. And they, like, that's the kind of,
yeah.
Like, you know, no, you got out of line. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and they're giving free C4 away.
Ooh, nice.
Daddy got a couple of free C4s.
Good job out of you.
But anyway, but yeah, it was very nice. It was nice. It was a nice change of just no hostility.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy.
Yeah.
It was just very
And you never know when you go into an environment like that. Yeah.
So many people. Like, yeah. Hot. And
that's true. You know. But you got there today, and you said the first thing that you walked into is one of the things the kids wanted to do most.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of this interactive kind of cool stuff there.
Like, so the cool thing is you walk in, and it's a complete tunnel of LED screens. I mean, and just lights and just flashing interactions. And Michael Cole and JR and all these guys are talking. I mean, it was visually amazing to walk into this thing. And the first thing on the right-hand side is the big Tron and the entrance. And my kids wanted to do the entrance. You can pick whoever you want.
All of them?
Really all of them.
And
I didn't do it? I think except Brock and Vince McMahon, for obvious reasons. Anybody. The guy's like even like, hey, we have Al Snow, you know, just as a joke, you know. And it was an hour wait.
Yep.
But I'm like, let's knock it out.
By the way, and he says the Tron and the entrance ramp, it's not to scale, but it's not that much smaller.
No, it's huge.
And if you're a kid, it's got to look giant.
I mean, it is. If you look at my kid,
yeah.
And it's gigantic.
Yeah.
And by the way, if your entrance had fog, you got fog.
I know. I couldn't believe the fog.
I mean, it was, I mean, and it's just like watching TV. Like, my kid picked Cody.
Yeah.
And the lights go out.
By the way, I might have picked Cody,
yeah,
too.
And it goes, dun, dun.
Yeah.
You know, has one royal family.
By the way, I wish he'd get rid of that. That's the only part of his entrance that I don't like. I think it was fine when he first got here.
Now we get it.
We know.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's kind of like, especially when he was, I thought it was only going to be for WrestleMania when he debuted because like a tease.
Yeah, no,
I didn't love it. I don't love it.
Even AEW that he had that.
All right. It's not my, not my thing.
But
man.
Chase went back and forth. He wanted to do The Rock. It was Rock, CM Punk, and Cody. I'm like, you do the Cody.
Yeah.
He does it. And so I convinced him. I'm like, you know, you got to like,
yeah.
you know, get, you know.
Get
you
the
know,
crowd
get,
fired
get
up.
Get fired up and stuff. And he did. He did a pretty good job. People were like, because he's so little and cute.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, they're all cheering him on.
True. Every time they get to the part where the crowd interacts. They're all going to do it. I do it now and I listen to this thing in the car.
Yeah, all the time.
Yep.
And it was so, and then, Darren, my older stepson, he's ginger.
Yeah.
So he'd pick Sami Zayn. Nobody picked Sami Zayn the whole hour. So he was
Whoa!
But my kid nailed it. Darren did a great job.
That's awesome.
You sent me
the videos. I was jealous. I couldn't believe you didn't do it.
I just didn't want to do it. I don't know why. I really didn't.
You could have came out as The Rock.
Because
if you would have sent me the intro of you coming out as The Rock, if I would have had a picture that says the final boss over top of your head, can you imagine what I could have done with that on social media?
I know. And you know why I didn't do it, too? Because I saw a lot of adults before me do it.
Didn't look good?
And it didn't look good. And I'm like, if this is going to be on video, I needed to.
How great would it have been? And they're probably videoing all this, too, to use for, like, different promotional videos.
Yeah.
How great would it have been if we turned Raw on Monday night? And you walking out as The Rock.
Oh my God.
Is the opening of Raw. So I would have lost my head. And then this.
But the coolest one, there were four guys there. And I'm like, what are they going to do? Like, they're tall. They're all like.
Four guys together?
Yeah, four guys together. I'm like, what are they? Like, the four horsemen? They don't have a theme. They did Evolution.
Oh.
And the crowd went, and the guy had a flare robe.
Yeah.
I mean, this
so
one.
These are adults?
Yeah. And this guy was like.
It sounds like you really hated it.
I mean, this one I loved. This guy was 350.
Yeah.
And he was Randy Orton.
He was Orton.
And it was hilarious. I'm like, this guy hasn't seen his toes in 20 years, and he's doing Randy Orton. But it was so.
Well, you and I could have been the Bushwhackers. The crowd would have went nuts.
They would have went nuts. But it was so. It was actually like that was like the crowd went wild, and it was two people were pressed. A couple was dressed up as the Pretty Deadly.
Okay,
and they came out. That was hilarious. That was really good. A little girl came out to Bianca.
Yeah,
and killed it.
Yes.
She had the brain.
Yeah, it was swinging around,
and skipping, and the crowd went nuts. It was, and people were watching. You know, because it's cool. You know. The really neat part about this, you know, it's like they professionally record these.
Yeah.
And you go, and they give you a ticket, and you it's a QR code.
Yep.
And you download your whole entrance.
It's free?
And it's free.
It comes with the ticket to get in. It
comes with the ticket to get
so
in.
So you're going to be able to download. So you sent me the iPhone
I sent you
video.
What I sent you. Yeah. But I'm going to be actually download. Like,
I can't wait to see that.
Because it's a better, you know, it's a, like, I just was like, you know, in the front.
Off to the side there a little bit.
And like, they had, they do this post, I sent you the last one, like, where they, the four of them, they super, who do you want to take out?
Yeah.
You know, and they put you in, you know, they, that's free. Yeah. And they give you a ticket and you scan, it's instant. I mean, it's, we spent, with fees and everything, under $100 for the four of us to get in there.
That's pretty cool.
Now, granted, it was a lot of lines.
Yeah.
But they had a blast, and it's just, they had an Attitude Era alley. And all this Attitude Era memorabilia. They got to sit on the King of the Ring throne.
I saw that.
I just...
That was a Stone Cold throne,
Stone Cold throne, yep. Yeah. You know, and, you know...
316.
They both sat in it, and it was very cool for me because they're so excited. I didn't get pictures of anything because I'm like, this is all about them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm making this about them, you know, and it was very cool.
That's very cool. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time. I was happy to see it.
Yeah.
Anything else there? Catch your eye. The only thing it sounds like you were disappointed in was the store.
The store, Pat McAfee, we got there.
Oh, yeah. What happened with Pat McAfee? I'm sorry.
We got there early. They had it so bad set up. They had this whole huge stage with chairs. I'm like, oh, it's going to be there. So we sat down. And it wasn't there. It was in this little stage that had no risers or anything, and you couldn't see anything. The only first three people, and there was like a sea of people.
Yeah.
You see.
I saw some video of it.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm not, the kids can't see anything. They're like, why are we doing this? And I'm like, so I heard them. But it was just, it was disappointing. Like, the stage, the big stage, was elevated. So why would you not have that there? It made no sense to me. It
seems like bad planning.
Yeah, they had a stupid podcast going on. And the Pat McAfee's on this little stage, it just, it was...
Like, that should have been...
Yeah, it was really stupid.
Reversed.
It was, and everyone could have saw you, they had like 300 seats set up for this thing. So why would you not do it there?
Yeah,
it just made
makes
no
you wonder. There had to be a logistical reason. Had to be there for some other show, and that's why they couldn't move it over there. So it probably something stupid.
Something dumb.
But doesn't... not great planning. Yeah.
So anyway, but that was a bummer. But that's the only thing. The store was... overwhelming. It was so gigantic. Also, the store, like, they were sold out of everything. I tried to get you your shirt.
Yeah, I wanted a CM Punk shirt.
They had two CM Punk shirts, the white one, and they all...
Oh, I wanted the black,
the black and the white, and they were all smalls and extra, extra larges, which don't work for you. I was like, the medium, I was like, you're a little skinny bee now. But anyway, and I couldn't... They had no small youth.
That's wild.
Chase, and he's little, so he needs, like, extra small. Nothing. So he got upon the other crap, but I mean, he was fine. But, you know, and then this is awesome, though. They had a memorabilia section with all the signed stuff. And it really wasn't that expensive. Like, they had some signed posters and signed autographs. And, like, Cena was $3.50 for a signed picture, but R-Truth was $29, you know? So my kid wanted an R-Truth because he loves R-Truth.
Yeah.
And his mom loves R-Truth. So that's why he wanted to get one. But we found out if you buy something from memorabilia, you'd have to wait in the 45-minute line to check out.
Oh.
So I said, I called him, I'm like, get over here. I don't care what we buy. We're buying something in the memorabilia section to not, you know, for $39, $29. That's just worth not sitting in line.
Just pay the express route. You just paid the lightning pass.
The lightning pass for checkout. So we did that. But both kids found something in there. And Chase got this gigantic WrestleMania poster. It was really cool.
Very
so,
cool.
Anyways.
Sounded like a fun experience.
It was, I mean.
You know what? You could, if that ever comes back here. When we're 75 years old, you can talk to me. We'll do that Bushwhackers entrance.
Let's do it.
Okay? Write it down.
Let's do it. I love it.
Then both our wives will leave us.
If she's not packing right now at home, I'd be shocked.
And Julie hasn't packed yet. Yeah, nothing's going to go.
But anyway, but it was ball. This morning was a ball.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on and doing that.
So much fun.
Hey, so we got a lot to do. Yeah, we got to make our WrestleMania picks. So do you have the card handy?
I do have it on my phone.
All right, let's go ahead and get to our drinks. And our snacks. My drink is the white can on the middle shelf, okay? White can, middle shelf, please. White can in the middle shelf, the middle shelf. Yeah, that looks awful, doesn't it? White can in the little shelf. I do not have any spoons. Sorry.
You're going good.
You're going good? You're go good. I guess you didn't watch SmackDown yet.
I did not.
You taping it?
I am.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully it DVRs. I was so pissed on Monday night.
Oh, and it was such a good Raw.
I only got to see the hour and a half Raw. So. Got to see the important parts, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it.
All right.
What do you want to start with?
We'll start with this drink. It's awful. As usual. Gatorade Fit has these. Gatorade just keeps coming out with new stuff. They're like Oreos anymore. Healthy, real hydration. Watermelon strawberry. It's basically Gatorade Pedialyte.
But I don't care about the Pedialyte part. I've never liked anything
watermelon.
With watermelon.
It doesn't taste like watermelon.
No.
Also, grape.
Also, I don't like watermelon.
Oh, see, I like watermelon, but this doesn't taste like watermelon.
To me, watermelon doesn't taste like anything.
I love
and
it.
And I don't like the texture of watermelon.
Oh, really?
Hmm. It's like styrofoam. It's like nature's styrofoam.
I like it. Oh.
Yeah, it's very fake watermelon-y.
Ah.
Some would even call that offensive.
It's like a little salty.
Ugh.
All right. Doritos.
Dynamita?
Okay. Dynamita sticks.
Yeah.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard. All right. So these shouldn't be spicy at all.
No. Oh. They remind me of those, like, potato sticks. Not what I was thinking. I was thinking, like a veggie puff.
Oh, okay.
These are more like the...
Hmm. Wow. That is very honey mustardy.
Wow. Oh, a little tangy honey mustard.
Yeah, but it's a lot. That's some intense flavor.
It's offensive.
It might be a lot.
Ooh. And it builds, man.
Yeah. I think I'm done with that. All right.
Ooh. Oh, it does say hot honey, by the way.
Oh, hot honey. I have here. There's that little bite. This is Haribo. These are the gummy bear people.
Love them.
Fruit salad. Mm. This is a little much. There are six different flavors in here.
Wow.
Peach, passion fruit, lemon, orange, grapefruit, and cherry. I hope there's two of each. That's the only issue that I could see. If not, we're going to have to Lady and Tramp as a couple of these sons of bitches.
That's all right. I like it.
All right. So that isn't one of them. All right. So that would be... I ripped it. Oh, we're screwed.
We're so tired.
That's either a peach or a grapefruit or a lemon. I narrowed it down to 50% of the field. You're on your own for the rest. I probably got one of those already. Need it, got it, need it, want it.
There's six of them in there?
That's what the package says.
This could take the rest of the damn night.
I'm starting to question. I think
nope,
that's the
got
same
that one.
That
yeah,
one.
I got that one.
I got that
we
one.
We need a red one.
You got a red. Oh,
no,
you need a red,
a red one.
All right, so now you got a red one. So okay,
you need a green one.
I need a green one. Thank God
and
you're here.
And I need
here.
One more.
I know.
And you need one more.
Yep. Thank you.
Same color?
Thank you. Wait, this is different. There you go. There we go. We got one of each.
There you go.
All right.
Look at that.
There you go. All right. So.
Oh, they're hard.
Thank you.
They're not like.
What would you like to start with?
Let's start with the green.
The green, that's passion fruit.
Passion fruit. Huh? Oh.
Why are we making such deep eye contact? Oh, speaking of deep eye contact, you feel that earthquake today?
No, I was down there.
They had it down there.
I didn't feel nothing.
We were sitting in the office.
Ugh.
Yeah, these aren't very good. I'm going to need that plate because I'm going to, I think, vomit.
That's gross.
We were sitting in the office. And this is my second earthquake at WEU. I didn't think I was going to be marking time in earthquakes. But first time I was in the newsroom and the whole building started to shake. And then after it was done, we ran out. Everyone in the building ran out into the hallway. So it was just me, Mike Faust, and Joe Painter going like, what the hell? And then today, Bob and I were back in the office and our desks face each other, you know, for romance.
Cute.
And all of a sudden, the tree coat stand thing in between us starts swaying back and forth. And sometimes the building will shake if a big truck comes up Court Street.
Huh.
So you think for like a second it's a truck. Then like 10 seconds in, you realize this is not a truck. So for like 8 seconds while the building was shaking, Bob and I are just not blinking, staring deep into each other's souls.
This is it.
And I could see in his eyes, I'm like, this is an earthquake. And he goes, really? And I was like, I think so.
Meanwhile, the building just comes down. Yeah. And you two are just generally, casually chatting.
Yeah, he's tumbling down around us. So the same thing happened again. It stopped shaking. We get up. I'm in the hallway. John's in the hallway. Christine's coming out into the hallway. Like, everyone's just instinct is to get into the hallway after the building stopped shaking.
And that building, good Lord.
It was scary. Like, about halfway through, I was getting worried that it was going down because it lasted so much longer than you think it's going to last.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, which one do you want to do next?
It's the yellow.
The yellow, the lemon, I think.
That's better, but not good.
I like that. I don't mind lemon gummy candy.
Okay.
Oh, that, It's still a lot.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, wait. It's ending bad.
I think it's the sugar's okay. I want that sugary coating.
Right.
Oh, is this grapefruit?
Maybe.
I hate grapefruit everything. Oh my God.
That's I don't.
It's like Pledge.
You know where I like grapefruit? In beer. It's good in beer. We gotta eat three more of these.
What the hell is this one? The heart one.
Peach.
Oh, I hate peach.
I hate peach too. Peaches are fine. I hate fake peach.
Oh, that's like a peach ring.
I don't like peach rings.
That's offensive too.
Do I try another one? We gotta eat the rest of these.
Orange.
Okay. Oh. I mean, the red's gotta be good.
No, I'm saving that for last. Oh, the orange isn't bad.
Oh, it's almost red. No, it doesn't have good.
No, it's too much. It's a mouthful, and usually I'm okay with that.
It's too much. It's a mouthful.
Red. No.
No, it ends bad.
It's too much.
There you go.
Oh.
All right, that one's on me. We had to stop down for a second. My bodily functions and doing any kind of radio show thing are not syncing up today. I just had to stop this to go use the bathroom. Just the normal number one for anyone tracking at home.
Sure, sure.
If you're doing the bodily function bingo with the 222 podcast. Earlier today, look, having to go number two at work I dread. Like, I dread that happening. But, like, the nightmare is having to go between 5:50 and 9 a.m. in the morning because that is showtime.
Yeah.
And I don't have very much time to go take care of that.
Sure.
I get 3-minute commercial breaks.
Yeah.
That's it. And at the top of the hour, I've got 7 minutes mm-hmm. for news. That's it. And that's if I go to the top of the hour on time.
Yeah.
I've been known to run late on occasion.
Sure.
So, like, the most is 7 minutes, and that's to make sure everything's lined up for the next hour and then hit the bathroom. I can count on one hand in 10 years how many times it's happened. And, in fact, I think it's only been twice. Today was number two. No pun intended. Because right around 6:45, I didn't feel good when I woke up.
Yep.
And then right around 6:45, as Bob's doing traffic, I just felt some traffic of my own starting to get a moving. And I was getting very worried by the time we got to the end of traffic in two sports, where I thought I was just going to have to run out of the studio, and Bob doesn't know how to board off. So it would have been Bob in the studio.
Just putting buttons.
Or just talking, because he's on the other side of the board.
Yeah.
Just could have been talking.
Dot, dot, do, boop.
Just saying boop. Things. I'm sure he could have talked a while about baseball.
Yeah.
But luckily I made it, and then it was just, it's a nightmare. It's just, I dread it. It's all I can think about, and now it's Monday morning, I'm going to have PTSD for my D because of my diarrhea. And that's what's going to happen. And it's just going to, I'm going to be thinking about Sunday is making sure I go to the bathroom late enough in the day that I won't have to go early in the day on Monday.
And the S doesn't stand for stress.
It does not. Post traumatic syndrome. Or disorder.
Disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know why. Why is it whenever I retire and I don't want to stay up late, that's when we do the most cursing?
Oh, it's late night. Don't block it.
We gotta block it. All right, let's get to the final thing here. Yeah. My drink. This is from my father-in-law.
This better be good because everything else we've had tonight is crap.
This is from Riverside Brewing, I believe in Erie. I had their IPA at his place for Easter. It was very good. This is an English ale, but it is a popcorn tin ale. I don't know what that means.
Excuse me.
I don't know what that means, if it has popcorn in it, if it tastes like popcorn, but it is a darker, like, English ale.
It's very dark.
Yes. Like I said, it is a English ale.
Oh, that smells good.
This kettle corn infused English ale pours deep reddish brown with an off-white head, while the velvety smooth texture captures the fresh popped corn aromas, mingling with notes of toffee, caramel, and brown sugar. Just as addictive as a tin of popcorn, each sip leaves you with a warm sensation that entices you for another.
It took everything I had not to spit the beer everywhere.
Whew. How is it?
It's good. I actually like it.
Do you taste kettle corn?
It
smells
sweeter.
Very sweet. But you know what? When I smell it, I smell the sweetness of the ale, and then I do get a little bit of saltiness.
It tastes like a porter, to be honest with you. It tastes more like a porter to me. I mean, I know it's, but I actually like it.
You know what? I could taste the bigness of it. It's 8%.
Yeah, I mean, remember that, what was that? We went there, they had that big beer, and it was, we got it on.
Weyerbacher?
Yes, and they had a big beer.
Weyerbacher, that's all they have, seemingly.
Yeah, but this what reminds me of one of their beers.
Yeah, it's not a bad beer. It's a very good beer. It's a 16-ounce can. I could not drink a whole 16-ounce can.
No, you'd be on the floor.
But it's not that big. It's just it's flavor-wise, it's too much.
I like it, though.
I think it's a well-done beer. It's not for me.
You know what's nice about this? If you buy this and you share it in these small glasses with, like, four people.
We would need two more people.
Yeah.
Two more people, we could rock this can. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad beer. It's just it's not my style.
It's not drinkable.
No. Well, it is if you like that style.
Well, some people can drink these, and I can't because my belly will not handle
it. That's what it is. I know right away it's going to make me feel
full and uncomfortable.
It's going to make me feel bloated.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Let's get to our ratings here. What do we got?
The Dynamita. Dynamita.
You want to say dynamite so
bad. Dynamita sticks, hot honey mustard. Actually, the more I eat these, I like them. I'm going to go with 3. The more I eat them, I like the. Now that I know it's like hot honey and not just like honey mustard, I liked it. I like hot.
They're fine. I'll give them a 2.5. I think they're average.
I'm going to eat these tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. My Gatorade Fit, healthy, real hydration, watermelon, strawberry.
That's a 0.
100%.
Okay, thank you.
Awful.
It's awful. It's terrible. It's what they, the experts would call ass.
Yes. All and right. Your fruit salad, Haribo.
Yeah. Horrible. If you know what I mean.
Listen, I don't think I've ever given gummy snacks a 0.
I love gummy snacks.
I like nothing about those.
No.
I mean, nothing.
They have no redeeming qualities.
Awful.
By the way, I think they're gummy bears. Overrated. I don't like the chewiness of them.
I like a little more of a tough.
Yeah, a little retention.
Yeah,
I like it to fight back a little bit.
I do. I like that. Like just.
And how about this Riverside popcorn tin?
Listen,
ale?
I really, I mean, not
well
my,
said.
These are hard for me because like I don't think it's a bad. It's not like Gatorade watermelon.
I'm with you.
I'm gonna go 3.5 because I like the flavor. I just couldn't drink it. And that doesn't mean someone else couldn't.
Yeah. I think what you're trying to say is, look, I understand this is a really well-done beer.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that it's well-done. I can appreciate that there is a market out there for it and a palate out there for it.
Sure.
I just don't have it.
Yeah. And it's fun, too. Like, that's cool.
Yep.
Kettle corn beer.
I don't know
that's
if I taste
fun.
The kettle corn, but...
It's just sweet.
I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5. That's fine. It's
all
good.
Right, there you go. All right, let's do it. Let's get to our picks
all
here.
Right, there we go.
WrestleMania. Are we doing this in order of the nights? How are we doing this?
We're going to do order of the night.
Okay. So they already have the order of matches
they
announced?
They do. I mean, I don't know the order, but they have the night 1 and 2.
All right, so how are we doing this?
Champion's advantage.
All right, so you go first.
So I go first.
All right.
So here we go.
All right.
Night number one. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic.
I guess I got to write these down.
Mysterio.
All right. So it is who versus who?
Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee versus Santos and Dominic.
Rey and Dragon Lee.
Yep. Versus Santos and Dominic. I'm going to go Santos and Dominic. I think to hear the Link boo him out of the arena. I think you're going to want that. And let me tell you, that kid is good. That kid is hot. I think Dominic wins.
Here's what's cool about him. Not him so much, but what they do with him is they turn his microphone down while he's talking.
Yeah.
So even if the crowd isn't booing them or him as loud as we think they are, you still can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
So they really do a good job with that.
Yeah. So I'm going Dominic and Santos.
I'm also going Dominic and Santos. So here we go. SD.
Bianca, Naomi, my girl Jade, Love Her versus Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Listen, you're not going to put Jade Cargill on this card and her first WrestleMania not have her win. So the three, Bianca, Naomi, Jade for me.
I agree. Keep going.
Hold on. I'm looking forward to this. The six-pack challenge. It was announced that you have to pull all four titles down, which means they're splitting the tag titles.
Oh, smart.
100%. That's smart. How you do it. So here we go.
So we have to pick two winners.
Well, not necessarily, but I mean, I think that's what's going to happen.
So we each pick a winner,
yeah,
and maybe we each get a point here,
yes,
or we don't.
Or we don't.
Okay.
Judgment Day.
Let's just say, I'm not going to write down everybody.
So I'm going to say,
go through them all, though.
Okay, Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, DIY, New Day, New Catch Republic, A-Town Down. I think you got to put it on Miz and R-Truth here.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be the ones. I also think DIY wins if they do the split, but I'm definitely saying R-Truth for my official pick.
Now, here's the only problem with that. DIY is on the same show as Awesome Truth. So you'd have to move one of the pairs to a different show. Run down the team names for me one more time.
Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, DIY, New Day, New Catch Republic, and A-Town Down.
Who's New Catch Republic is
the British dudes.
British dudes.
Butch and...
I'm going New Catch Republic.
Wow, look at you.
Yep, I think because they're on Raw.
Yes.
I mean, they're on SmackDown.
They're on SmackDown.
And I think that's a...
DIY, when I hear they're going to do something as a DX entrance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, R-Truth calls them DX, so I think that's fantastic.
So that's our first, difference there.
Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
I think we agree here, right?
It's Jey.
Jey all the way.
I mean, I think...
Yeet.
No, yeet.
Yeah. Yeet.
This one's hard.
By the way, that was one of the matches today. Blank Yeet.
Yeah, that's funny. Intercontinental Championship. This is hard. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Man, you know, I have a hard time going against this consistency. And I don't think every belt can switch here. But I think you got to give it to Sami at WrestleMania. It's long enough. If Cody wins, you got to have Gunther available for just Cody. I'm going Sami Zayn.
Yeah. I hate to keep picking the same as you. The only argument be Gunther on Raw. Is Cody going to move to SmackDown if he becomes the Universal Champion?
Draft is coming up, though.
I know. And you know what? I feel like at some point, I got to pick different from you. I think Sammy's going to win, but I'm going to go with Gunther here just to give myself a chance.
Women's World Championship. Rhea Ripley versus Becky. I'm so excited. The past 2 weeks, how they're attacking each other. They attacked each other at WWE World on the MMA show.
Yeah.
Listen, as much as I love Becky, you cannot take this belt off of Rhea. Rhea's going to break from Judgment Day. I think the Judgment Day breaks down after this. Rhea,
they're already breaking down. I mean, Dom's already out the
Dom's
going to
be
the
leader of the, I think, the Santos group. I think that's where they're headed with that. Rhea wins.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as much as it'd be fun to watch Becky Lynch win again, you're right. Some of these titles can't change.
Yes.
So I'll go with Rhea Ripley as well.
And then the main event.
Main event.
The Rock and Roman Reigns versus the Cody Crybaby himself, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Listen, you're not going to say something like Bloodline Rules in Night 2 and not have it be Bloodline Rules. No way. The Rock and Roman win this. They're going to cheat as usual. And you're not going to see any I think this is a straight match, brother. I think this is a straight win for The Rock. I think he beats Cody with a rock bottom. I'm telling you, I think this also starts the animosity because Rock takes the pin over Cody.
But that boils up later.
Yes, later. So I think Rock and Roman.
I unfortunately agree just because of the, the Bloodline Rules thing.
Yes.
It's unfortunate, but I do agree that I think Rock and Roman Reigns win on night one.
Night two.
Yes.
I'm not looking for this. Who cares? This is a bathroom match. Bobby Lashley, and I love the Street Profits, versus the Final Testament. Ugh, I don't know or care. I think the Final Testament wins here. They've been kind of losing. I think they win.
All right, I'm going just because we have to. I'm going Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits.
I'm looking forward to this. I wasn't again. When LA Knight showed up at AJ Styles' house, and then he tagged him at a press conference today, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. And this is what I like. No frills. It's going to be a pro wrestling match, yeah. Baby.
Here's what I do like about the... Again, I think they made some big changes in their storyline plans here over the last 3 months. And I think they did the same with AJ Styles because they were kind of going to have him as a tweener. And tweeners don't work right now.
No.
You got to go one way or the other, and they took him full heel. And I think that was a huge improvement for this storyline and AJ Styles right now.
I think this one's hard for me. I think AJ wins, but I really think, again, that Link crowd, when LA Knight wins, then, yeah. I'm going to go LA Knight.
Yeah, I was going to go, no pun intended, I'm also going LA Knight. I can't take the opposite there. I really think he's going to get the win, and he deserves it. He really does.
United States Championship triple threat match. I'm looking forward to this. Again, hard one to pick. Logan Paul is a champion. Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I want to pick KO. They're not putting the,
I know.
They're not putting the U.S. strap on Randy. They're saving him for Cody. Kevin, I think Logan... Logan's retaining.
All right, that's good because I want to take KO on the worst.
I want to be wrong.
He needs it, man.
He does.
I know he had the tag team champs and that was a huge deal, but he needs a solo title. And how great would it be if Sammy and KO both leave this WrestleMania as champions?
Very cool. WWE Women's Championship match: Io Sky versus Bayley. Listen, damage control doesn't work. Io Sky doesn't work. It's run its course. Bayley is going to win this, and I think it's going to be great to see her as a baby face. I hope she comes back to the Bayley buddies.
Yep.
There's a rumor that's happening. I love to see Bayley.
I can't disagree. I'm going with Bayley as well.
And this one is good. This is great, too. World Heavyweight Championship match. I have no idea. Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre doing the best work of his career as a heel. I think Drew McIntyre wins. I think there's a cash-in. That doesn't matter, no. But I think Drew wins.
You're going Drew. Yeah, I think you're right. There's either Seth wins or Drew wins, and then Priest cashes in.
I think it's a failed cash-in.
You think it's a failed cash-in?
I think that's, again, how the new the Judgment Day. Hmm. But anyway, I'm going Drew.
Yeah, I'm going Drew as well.
And then the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Cody. Will Cody finish the story, ladies and gentlemen? No, he doesn't. And
good.
During this championship run, I said I'm never going against Roman. And I hope I'm wrong.
I wish now we would have had no different just till this one.
Roman.
I'm going Cody.
I know.
Cody. He's doing it this year.
I can't.
You're probably smart.
I can't do it.
So we have, let's see here. How many difference? Well, we have because the tag teams might get split. So we might.
Yeah,
there's
I
one different there. There's one different there with Gunther. One different there with the match nobody cares about. Different there in the. So we have about four or five different.
So five. Yep. Five different. So that's perfect. So if we split, there's a tiebreaker.
Oh,
listen,
baby.
I'm going to call it now. This is why I hope happens. I really hope. I hope lumberjack type rules, bloodline rules. Again, I've said it before. I hope we see Austin. I hope we see Cena, Hogan, his brother.
But nobody touches
MJF.
Roman.
Clear out the bloodline,
nobody
baby.
Nobody touches Roman.
Nobody. Roman turns around, Cody Cutter. He picks him up, Cody Cutter. Picks him up, Cody Cutter. One, two,
Crossroads.
Three. Crossroads. Sorry, done.
Yep.
That's what I want to see. And then I want to see The Rock look with shame.
Yep.
Upon Roman and set up 41.
If that happens, I think we'll all go to bed happy Monday morning.
But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I do. I'm keeping the faith. Robbie, enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir.
This
you
one's
too.
For you, buddy.
Let's do it.
I'm going to Philly. Not for WrestleMania. I'm the bone end. I'm going to see Seth.
What an idiot.
So I will be watching WrestleMania Sunday morning, and then I'll be catching up on Sunday night.
That sounds good.
I'm at the Jazz Fest on Sunday night.